poll, Democrat Tom Malinowski tied with Republican Tom Keene in New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. By Jacob Bliss on October 6, 2022. An internal poll from vulnerable Democrat Representative Tom Malinowski, taken less than 2 months before Election Day, shows that he is tied with Republican challenger Tom Keene in New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. Malinowski's internal poll showed the two tied at 48%, and 4% of likely voters are undecided. However, Keene is underperforming on the generic ballot in the district. Malinowski's internal poll also showed that on the congressional ballot, 45% would support the Democrat, while half, 50%, would support the Republican, and 5% are undecided. Malinowski's poll found that President Joe Biden is underwater in the district. Only 44% approve of the job he has been doing, and 54% disapprove. The poll was taken from September 26 to 29 and surveyed 500 likely voters in New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. It had a 4.38% margin of error. National Republicans are looking at Keene to unseat Malinowski in New Jersey's 7th Congressional District, which would help the party win the majority in the House of Representatives and oust Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership if they successfully net 5 seats. The Democrats took the House from the Republicans in 2018. But in 2020, when the establishment media said the Republicans would lose more seats in the House, the GOP ultimately gained seats and left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history, giving themselves the upper hand in the 2022 midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line not just in the House, but also in the Senate, where they only have to net 1 seat. Republicans winning the House or Senate could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.